causing hearts of service to arise and humility to go forth. Lord, strip us of pride and every evil work, Father God, that would go against who you are. We are your children called by your name, and we desire your spirit with us this morning. Be glorified, O Lord. Amen.
Riding, selling the boy.
So whatever that was, it's very possible it's still not resolved. We have to give God thanks today. We have to call upon the name of the Lord for wisdom and insight. The theme for this month is the deep things of God. We're asking God to search even our own hearts, the deep and inner things in our own heart. We don't always want to expose everything to God. The truth is, He already knows. So when we expose, we're actually aligning ourselves with Him and say, I need your help because I can't do it by myself. I am so thankful for the reversal of that denial, and only God could have done that. He said, I sent you an email. We ain't paying for the roof. And I said, please look at it from my perspective as I look at it from your perspective. God's favor. Kirk, that was his name. He tells me, I'm not doing you any favors. And I said, oh, you misunderstood. I'm asking for God's favor. scripture says that we are to lift up holy hands in the house of God. So it's not something that we make up. It's not something that I desire because this is what this likes. This is a command that God has given me. So I choose to lift up my hand, and that's not always easy for me. Hands that have been ravaged by rheumatoid arthritis is not an easy thing. But I lift them up unto God as an act of worship. We still have children in our sanctuary today. I'm going to ask that you grab the hand next to you. I know that's uncomfortable. You don't know who's standing next to you. And you're like, I don't do that. I don't like to touch strangers. But we're not strangers. We are the people of God called by His name. We have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, lift up holy hands. Looks at me, but God looks at us and He says, daughter and son, just be free in my house and worship me. Delight yourself in the Lord. Praise me when things are going bad. Praise me when there is a roof in your house and water is coming through. Praise me. Give God glory in all times. Praise me no matter what is going on.
So say God. You have nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. All you need is faith in God. Trust in the Lord. Be faithful to God, and He will be faithful to you. Honor the Lord, and the Lord, He will honor you. And that is how God works. If you're faithful over a few things, He really will make you ruler over many. And so as we come today to this time of communion, it is the time where we remember what Jesus did for us. I am always so grateful when I think about this time of communion. I'm always so humbled by the fact that Jesus, He died for me. I know the Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. But that world was me. I was in the world. That was me. But Jesus died for me. Not just the world, it's not just the globe, it's me. And that also includes you. And I pray that you have accepted Jesus today, that you genuinely have accepted Jesus. I'm not asking you if you believe in Jesus. I'm asking you if you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. Have you received Him into your heart? And have you allowed Him to be your source of direction? Because that's what it really means. Do you really love the Lord? Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So the bottom line is, if you love God, you'll keep His commandments. If you're keeping God's commandments, that you really do love God. But it also means the opposite is true, that if you're not, then you don't. And if you don't, then you're not. And therefore, you ain't gonna make it to heaven, right? You're not. You can say ain't now. It's in the dictionary. Just about the opposite. Yourself in a state of ain't. Gonna make it happen. Not gonna be able to accept all that God has. So this time of communion requires that we come before the Lord, and that we come basically in two states of mind, two states of being. We come broken before the Lord and humbled. We come having been cleansed and made clean before the Lord. That's the two conditions that God sees us as being acceptable in His sight. And so we're going to come together remembering what Jesus said when He was in the upper room and He took the bread and He broke it. And He said, this is my body, which is broken for you. So we come broken and humbled before God, acknowledging our need for a Savior, acknowledging that we have sinned and come short of the glory of God, acknowledging that our bodies are not being submitted to God the way we should. So we ask for God's forgiveness. So join us as we pray and ask forgiveness. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, as we come before your table this morning, Lord, we just ask that you cause us to remember all that you have done for us, Lord.
understanding to us. You will make it clear to us. You will enable us to understand so that we can learn from what he has said. So Jesus said, this is my body which is broken for you. And not long after that, he was beaten and he was bruised for our iniquity. And the word of God says that the chastisement of our peace was upon him. That by his stripes, by his brokenness, we are healed. We are made whole. We are made complete. That is what this is all about. It says, Lord, I surrender my life to you. The way I live each day, the decisions I make, the choices I make, the things that I do, the places that I go not in my own will, in my own strength, but in your strength and according to your will. I yield myself, I surrender myself to you, that I may live in a way that represents the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, and that my life would be like the life of Jesus, fulfilling the very purpose for which God has sent me into the world. And that's why Jesus said, even as I sin, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. And so today, as we take of this together, as Jesus was sent, so are you. And so let us remember today and eat together as we come to him in brokenness and in humility, subject to the will of God. In Jesus' name, let us eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And afterwards, the word of God says that Jesus took the cup. And the cup represents the suffering. It represents the blood that Jesus shed. It's the process that Jesus had to endure in order to bring liberty to us, the people of God. The word of God says, without the shedding of blood, there's no washing away of sins. This represents cleansing from sin. This is the second part of the work of Christ in our lives. He cleanses us from all sin. We cannot be reconciled to God. We cannot be filled with God's Spirit. We cannot have the life of God imparted to us without having first been cleansed. Nobody wants to drink out of a dirty cup. It doesn't matter even if you used it yourself. It's not about who used the cup before you. It's about what was in it that wasn't washed out. And everyone, even when they go to a restaurant, takes a hard look at a glass. Isn't that right? And you look inside, you look around the edges, you can tell if it's genuinely clean or not. You pick up the silverware and you look for little specks of stuff. And even if you don't see anything, just to be sure, you wipe it with a napkin. Because nobody wants to eat or drink from an unclean vessel. And God is the same way. God says, I cannot dwell in an unclean place. And just like nobody wants to put on a shirt that somebody put in a hard day's work in, God will not come into your life if it is unclean and funky. And so we live our lives, and God says we must be clean. And so he sends the word of God to wash over us, and he renews us, and he cleanses us. And the blood of Jesus, as we accept Christ into our life, washes us from within. The word of God cleanses us so that our outward appearance becomes godly. But it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses you from within, and that enables your heart to be made right and new. So as you do what is right before God, outside and your inside are both cleansed. And God is honored. And he makes a way in our life. And so as we come, let us come having been cleansed from the inside. Let us pray. Join us as we pray and say, God, forgive us for our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Mean it from your heart. Mean it with all your heart. Because God knows if you're genuine or not. And if your heart is true, and if your heart is pure, then God will clean it. And he will wash you and make you new. And old things will indeed pass away, and everything will be made new. Join me.
Receive the washing blood of your Son Jesus in our life, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you would fill us up, Lord God, your vessels, that you would fill us up, Lord God, to clean us inside and out, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Fill up our hearts, Lord God, and unlock the doors that we have closed for so long, Lord. We ask for forgiveness, Lord, of every single sin, Lord God, even the ones that we thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would just clean us out, Lord God, like a clean cup, Lord God. Just carry your word, Lord God. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be able to operate in the 100% power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. And to be able to go forth, Lord, and let people know about the forgiving power of the blood of Jesus, Lord. Because we cannot give or even tell people about things that we first do not have in our own lives, Lord. Let us not leave this place today, Lord God, with any sin that we have come in with, Lord God. Even sin from this morning, Lord, or from ages ago. Let us confess it unto you today, Lord God, and be free, Heavenly Father. And for you to be the one to receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name.
Your internal transformation